What'd you say?
Blog Talk Radio.
Teddy P, I'm back. Y'all know where I'm calling from, straight out of that 757. What's good, everybody?
You know, the other end, you got a very, 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 let me say, I can't even keep saying very, because, you know, I have a heart attack or something. I want to say very about 30 times more times, but I might have an asthma attack. But you got very talented entertainer on the phone by the name of X-Rated. X-Rated, go ahead and introduce yourself to the ladies tonight.
Hey, ladies, it's X calling straight from B-More, representing the good fellas.
All right.
Enjoy your night.
All right. So, X-Rated, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, who is X-Rated outside of X-Rated?
Outside of X-Rated, I got to say, it's a down-to-earth, cool type of nigga. Like, they have fun and just chill for work hard, hustle hard. I mean, there's really not much to me outside of that, because that's all I really do. That's all I really know for.
All right. So, you know, what is it that you do, you know, as an entertainer? What is your occupation when it comes down to the entertainment field?
I pretty much just like to get out there and just bring something new every time I step out. You know, show ladies things that they haven't seen before and pretty much create a good time. Like, that's my motive. Every time I come out, just expect a good time. At the end of the day, I'm going to be somebody you're going to go home and talk about. Maybe even dream about.
All right. So, I think the ladies want to know this question. You know, ladies always want to know this question. You know what I'm saying? Are you single? Like, is there a leading lady in your life? Looking?
I mean, that's a little personal. But just for the ladies, let's say I'm looking. I mean, I'm scoping around, looking around, you know, hoping that somebody catch my eye, somebody genuine, and that's going to want me outside of X-Rated. Because that's the problem I have now. Everybody want X-Rated, but nobody really want me for real. I guess it's the excitement of being with a dancer that, you know, bring them in a little bit.
I think it's you, man. I think they attracted to you. You're a good person.
Yeah, great person, but, you know, it's just a club persona. Like I was showing, like, you know, you can't do everything in the club that you do at home, but you can't do everything at home that you do in the club. Yeah, it's a lot to me outside of X-Rated. It's just, you know, you got to be a very special person to get to that point, though. And I'm hoping y'all out there somewhere, somebody, anybody. Sorry, I was just playing. But yeah, ladies, seriously, I'm taking applications.
Uh-oh. Y'all ladies heard that, so you know, look, y'all ladies need to go ahead and start pressing that one now if you want to talk to that lady. We got a couple of more questions to go through before I can let you talk to her, but y'all better press that one. She said she's looking for somebody, so y'all better make it happen.
Hey, ladies, I love a woman in heels. Please. Please, sexy ladies in the hills, hit me. I'm right here. You know, it's hard to find that though.
Oh yeah, really everybody. Is. All the fans dressing like little boys now. So it's kind of hard.
I know who's with that. Who's with that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
We had to bring sexy back for him. Show him. We had to pull him back. They put those heels on. Throw away them sneakers.
Throw away them sneakers, man. Mm-hmm. Cause at least he had some sneakers with a heel on or something. You know what I'm saying? They'll be scaring us, man. I don't know.
I wish somebody told me what's going on with that. Anybody.
Well, I have another question. Do you do stunts? Like, if you do do stunts, like, what is your favorite stunt to do out there?
When I'm dancing?
Yeah.
I don't know, there's so many of them. Probably the flip. Or maybe even, I know it's a little crazy, but the breakdown. I think that's my favorite stunt, the breakdown. Because it's a lot into it. But, well, it looked like a lot, but it's not really. When you do it right. You know, a lot of people, they try, but they can't get it. Because they can't do it right. It's all about the technique and the body movement.
Well, go ahead and explain that. If you would like to know, what is that? What is that? No.
The breakdowns?
Oh, yeah, we want to know.
That's kind of hard to put in the words. I can show you better than I can tell you.
Uh-oh.
But, I mean, just put it like this. They're going to have to show up. They're going to have to show up to see Pride and see for themselves. You want to know? Buy your ticket and come see me. I'm going to leave it at that.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to leave it at that. Just make sure y'all bring an extra pair of panties.
Uh-oh. Panties. We ain't talking about them big bloomers either. No bloomers. We don't want to see no granny panties on the floor.
Yeah.
And with the dust box, we talk about panties. Thongs. Tell them. Go ahead and tell them, experts.
I need a little sexies. The Victoria's Secret, you know, you can't afford the high price ones. They got some on sale. I mean, just make sure they sexy. Make sure they fit the ass perfectly. I don't want them all saggy and I don't want them too tight.
All right. She like them just right. Y'all heard that, lady. Press that one. Y'all better tell her about y'all pants. What kind of pants y'all got on? What you want to know?
Oh, yeah, I want to know.
Silk lace. Let me ask you another question. How are you with your fans and your potential fans? Like, you know, because a lot of people that are up there doing things, celebrity to the fans or whatever, they don't speak to their fans or they don't notice that they're there. Like, how are you with yours?
My fans, I consider them my club family. And what I mean by that, just cause I don't see you out in the street, that don't mean you deserve less respect as if you wasn't my family member, pretty much. So I see you, I definitely speak, show love all day. You show me love, they're the reasons why I'm here. I can't get on that, I guess, what we like to say, Hollywood kind of shit, and just walk right past them. And I don't get why people do that. You know, like, these motherfuckers is coming out tipping and buying your tickets and so forth and so forth. At least say hi. Birthdays, I buy gifts. You know, I do birthday specials, all that shit. It's just strictly for the fans. I am a fan-based type of entertainer. All
right. Chubb, you got anything to add? Next word to work with. Well, how long you been dancing?
Going on about 4 years now.
Another question. What gets you, going out there? What's your inspiration, to get out there and just dance?
The ladies. That's my inspiration, the ladies. You know, every now and then, somebody go through a bad time, So for me, I want to create, like I said, good times. And that inspires me. Just knowing that somebody's all fucked up in the head sitting in the club and they need a smile. So I go out there and I do my best just to make sure that that one person that maybe fucked up in their head get that little smile a little bit, you know, and have a good night. Music inspires me, like, everything, just the whole element of anything that goes into being an entertainer. That's my inspiration.
Do you get nervous, you know, when you go out and do your shows and stuff?
Every time is like the first time. Every single time. Even 4 years later, yes, I still do get nervous.
Okay. My last question I got for you off the top of my head. Where do you see yourself in 5 years with your dancing, or you want to pursue something else besides entertaining?
As far as dancing in 5 years, I see myself hopefully being the king of Baltimore, being the king of everywhere. Like, but you know that comes with time. You know, I'm the underdog. You know, I gotta wait my time. But I see myself getting a lot of titles within the next 5 years: House Rocker, Entertainer of the Year, all of that. I'm coming for all of that within the next 5 years. I see myself doing a lot of big things. I'm going to be everywhere.
That's what's up.
Hello.
Huh?
You got us a motivator right here.
Hey.
Very determined, you know what I'm saying? I like that. I really do like that.
You know, everybody step out. Everybody want to be a big dog as soon as they step out. You know, but you got to put in work.
Yeah.
That's true.
You don't put in the work, you ain't going to get nowhere. You're going to be stuck where you at.
Yeah. And it's sad because then they get frustrated. That's why a lot of people don't stick around. You see a face today, it won't be here tomorrow. They get frustrated because they didn't get anywhere. You know, I didn't watch motherfuckers come out. They make $2 at a show, and that's it. You know, everybody has a bad performance. Everybody has a great performance, you know. You can't let it discourage you, and you just got to wait your time. And be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Hard working time pays off.
Definitely. Like that was, I think, my biggest downfall, actually, which was last year, is when I took that time off. Because it's like everybody forgot about me. But now that I'm back, it's like, dang, where the hell you come from? You know? Hey, we need you here. We need you there. Photo shoot here. Photo shoot there. Like, y'all, oh, hey. Use me. That's what I'm here for. Just use me.
I hear that. So, let me ask you another question. Out of all the entertainers in the business, in the you know, LGBT community, or even not LGBT community, what dancer inspires you the most?
As far as female dancers?
Yeah.
Or just in general?
Female, male, you know, anybody that's just out there that really got you like, okay, wow, this is something I might want to do.
Well, of course, I'm going to have to start with Havoc. That's where I learned my everything from top to bottom. Like, this nigga, you need to get out there, you need to do this. When I was like, no, I'm scared, I don't, you know, not even scared, but I'm nervous, I don't think I can do this. You know, he's like, come on. You know, he pulled me by my hand. That's my heart. That's my inspiration. That's my everything.
Right.
But before he stepped out there, I want to say Sleepy. That's my all-time favorite dancer in the world. I don't know if y'all know him, but he's the Prince of Baltimore now. He's a Rough Rider, and that's just my baby. Like, I don't know. I've never seen anybody dance like him. And it's just amazing. Like, I don't know. But as far as females, as far as, like, other dawn dancers, that's kind of hard. I'm a big fan of Exclusive. That's my brother, X1, I'm X2. And Erotic, I would have to say. Say what?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, they've been in the game for some time. I just want to get where they at, you know.
You know, have you ever thought about starting your own, you know, your own dance club, your own strip club, or anything? Ever thought about that?
No, I can't. I don't have what it takes to be a party promoter. I definitely don't. I applaud all party promoters because I see, you know, firsthand what they have to go through. And I just know personally I wouldn't be able to. If I was to do something like that, the party would get shut down and everybody go home. Because I have so much that goes into it, you know?
Yeah. Right. Definitely is. It is, yes.
What is the, out of all your performances that you have ever done, out of all of them, you know, which one would you have to say was by far the best?
It was what?
Which like, performance that you have ever done was the best performance?
I would have to say this Sunday I was definitely turned all the way up. Like, I don't know. I think this Sunday I was operating at 110%. I had all the motivation in the world back because the women, oh my God, everybody, hot, head and toes, everything. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to make everybody smile tonight. And I mean, I did. I just went out there and killed it. I tried some things that I've never done before, and I succeeded. So yeah, Sunday, definitely, I stepped out my element.
Of course, you know, speaking on the women, I got a question about that, too. Speaking on the women, you bloody ladies, how do you handle Shamika, Tasha, LaFon, and all them?
I want to know.
Oh, man. I don't know. They definitely do come out the woodwork. You know, and some you just put in a never will talk to them file, and then some, like, you put them in a potential file, you know. But I try to, like I said, stay humble and be pleasant to everybody, you know. But I don't know. They just come, and I just speak to them, and some of them stick around, and some of them fall off, you know.
All right. That's a good way to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody probably listening like, oh, yeah, what the hell is she going to say?
You know, they over there listening with their ear locked close to their phone and stuff like,
Yeah, I'm going to tell her about herself.
Mm-hmm. You know they doing it. I got two more questions I'm going to let the lady talk to you because they tweet me asking me to speak to you. So, And I gotta ask this question because I am very, very, very nosy. All right. you're coming down to Richmond, Virginia for She's on the event, She Pride, right?
Yes, sir.
So, what can you? Okay, I like this. Okay, I'm gonna put it another way. What can people expect from you at She Pride 2012 compared to your other performance?
I just feel like this. I need an extension cord and a socket. And I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to tell it all because I want everybody on the edge of the seat. They got to show up to see it. But they can expect a lot of energy and a lot of fun.
Uh-oh.
And like I said, bring an extra pair of drawers because you're going to need them. So you're definitely going to need those.
Y'all heard that, ladies. We told y'all before, no granny panties because they're going to soak right through y'all pants. with some panty liners. We don't want people slipping up on the floor from your drips and stuff, you know.
You know, whatever it takes. Hey, and I like leopard print, by the way. That's to let y'all know in case y'all want to, you know, give me something to go home with.
Uh-oh. Mhm. Yeah, if they give you something to go home with, you need to go ahead and make sure that the leopard prints are clean. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's definitely a must. And I'm hoping that they will have, you know, enough common sense to make sure that they, you know, they show up and they show nice. Because if they not, I won't talk about you. I'm not going to lie. I'll Facebook you. I went, hey, look, I received some dirty ass leopard drawers, and they sitting in my backyard on fire right now because they, whew, nah. Now, I might drop you on the highway.
She might Instagram that right at the event.
Oh, yeah, right. I just might. You know what? Or I take a picture with them with her. You know, Instagram that. Because, ladies, a clean pussy is a must. It is a turn on, and it's a must.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Can't get your pussy sucked if it stinks.
No, God, no. Return to send or something, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, but y'all telling the truth, man. Y'all definitely telling the truth, but, that goes into another day. That goes to another topic, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to address that before she press 2012. We're going to address that.
You got to let them know.
Yeah, we're going to address that. But I got one more question for you, and it's definitely going to be the most important question, you know, of the night. Because, you know, there are a lot of studs, there are a lot of fans that, or, you know, we do have maybe some straight listeners, I don't know. There's just too many people that be listening, I just don't know. If we do, hey, straight people, you know. But, what is your advice to the young stud, the young femme that does like to dance, that do look up to X-Rated, look up to people like you, you know, in the industry, and they wanted to start out, you know, they wanted to branch out or wanted to do their own thing, or they just pretty much want to break into the business. Like, what would be your advice to them?
Stay humble and keep your eyes open. Everybody that's sitting on their team, on your team, is not for you. They're not on your team. They're looking to see what they can get from you and move forward. But if you stay humble and keep your eyes open, you can go so much further. Like, I had to step away from my surroundings to get to where I am now. You know, and it's nothing against the people that I was around. It's just some people, they just designed to hold you back. And it may not be intentionally, but it happens, you know. They will put you, they won't put you on a flyer at all, but they will just promote your name. You know, and most promoters, they need a name to go with face to say, yeah, this person did this and this person did that. But always, no matter what, remain humble. And those that are good to you, remain loyal. That's it. Like, that's all I can say. So this dancing world will suck you in, and it'll drive you crazy if you let it. Like, it's hard. It's a lot of politics, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. It took me 4 years to get here, you know?
That's true. It's a hard world out there.
I like how you did put it out there. You know, everybody's not your friend. That's you know, that's not the dance world. That's reality. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
reality. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's some serious stuff right there. People do like they come into your life just for a reason, just to see what they can get from you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, man. That definitely is the truth. That is the truth.
Yeah. People don't have good intentions. They smile at you and they be like, yeah. And it hurts. Like, the dance one, it has a lot of disappointments. You know, and only, like, I guess they say, the strongest survive. It's true. It's definitely true. I done lost a lot of friends. I done gained a lot of friends. And a lot of associates, so. You got to sit back and embrace the impact.
Definitely, man. What I'm going to do right now, we got a couple of ladies that want to talk to you. So I'm going to ask all the ladies that want to talk to X-Ray, please press that number one for me right now. She want to talk to you. She want to get to know you, lady. So show her some love. I'm going to area code 202. Okay, area code 202. What?
All right.
They stepped on us.
Oh, man.
All right. Press that number one, ladies. Even if it's just, you know, say hi to X-Rated.
ask her questions, whatever. She's ready to talk to you. In the meantime, X-ray, okay, here we go. She's back. All right, area code 202-400, talk to us.
Hello, X-ray.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you? This is Bianca.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm alright. What's up? Talk to me. I got a question, though. What you got on?
Man, she hung up, man.
Wow.
Damn.
Man. I think
you sound good or something, man, because she couldn't take it. She, you know, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
She'll be back, though. She'll be back. She's going to make sure she come back.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where it is, too. That's a little cute one. I remember. certain people, you know, they just stand out, you know. Especially they got a good personality and a pretty smile. That's how you catch me. That's how you...
Yeah.
You want to catch me? Pretty smile, good personality.
Yes, I am, too.
I think she got tired of. They always do that. I get that all the time. They call my phone. They say hello. I say hi. How are you? I'm fine. And then next thing you know, I'm gonna call you right back. I was like, all right. And they call me back. I'm like, oh my God, you answer the phone. Like, yes, you called me. That's how am I supposed to be?
Yeah, that man. Well, what I want you to do right now, X-rated, is this. Go ahead and tell, hold on, don't go nowhere, never mind. Area code 804-562, talk to us.
Hi.
Hi.
I just did that because ain't nobody say nothing, so I ain't want to just leave you hanging and not speak. I wanted to say hi to you. I'm a regular, so I stopped what I was doing. Just to say hi to you. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Hey, what's up?
I think y'all hanging up on people now.
I'm not hanging up on nobody.
Oh, that's not nice. That's not good.
No, but I just wanted to say hi because there's only nobody want to talk, so...
Yeah,
I really got no questions or nothing. I just was saying hi.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Where you from?
Where you?
I'm all right. Where you from?
804. Richmond.
Oh, VA.
Yeah.
I know you come in the sheep ride, right? You coming to see me?
Of course.
All right, I can't wait. Don't forget to bring your sexies, all right?
Okay, I will. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to bring all my sexy single friends for you.
Hey, that's cool. I'll be there. Well, I hope you enjoy your night.
All right, you too.
All right. Yeah, I just like to have fun, you know? Like, life is too short to be serious about everything, you know?
I hear that. So what I'm going to do right now, if nobody else... Oh, hold on. Early code 717. Look, every time I do it, right? Early code 717.
All in
here. Early code... Ooh, we got two more. Early code 717-829. Talk to us. Hello, early code 717.
Oh, my fault. I had you on mute.
Oh, Lord.
What's up?
What's up?
Hello?
Man? Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
I told you I was going to call in. This is me. Yes.
This is me.
Yes. What's up?
Oh, hey. What's up? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Just click over and say hi. Let you know I was here. Came to support you.
Okay. Thank you. I love the support. I appreciate that.
I got you.
And I know you're going to come to She Pride, right?
August 3rd, right?
August 3rd.
All right,
I'll be there. All right,
I'll be seeing you too.
We're
going to
Ubu later.
All right. What happened? Oh, all right. I'll Ubu you later.
All right. We're going to head on over to 804-325. Talk to us. Hello?
I think we're hanging up on people.
All right, go 804-325.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man? This is Rocky, man. I just want to come on here to support you, man. Say what's up. I mean, you know. And I just wanted to ask you a question on the same thing you're talking about, man. I mean, a lot of people, okay, when you don't have a job and then when you get a job, they there acting like they your friend then. Why do people do that?
It's because they need it. That's why they need it. It's hard to be there for somebody that don't have anything. And when you got everything, you ain't got to worry about them asking for nothing, you know. But those are people you just got to shy away from.
Five callers.
Yeah, I come across them all the time. And you just got to do away with them.
That's what's up, my nigga. I mean, I just wanted to say what's up. You know, I'm going to support you, even though I'm going to support you all the way, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, fam.
Man, thank you for your time, bro.
No problem. Hey, make sure you stay away from them folks, all right?
Ah, yeah.
All right, stay up.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right. Anyone else, if you would like to talk to X-Rated, before we let her go, press that number one. She want to talk to you, if you just say, hey, X-Rated. Y'all know y'all ladies just want to speak and show y'all love sex the board. So y'all go ahead and press that number one so y'all can start the X-Rated because she ready for you. All right, 804-562, talk to us.
All right, I'm back. I got a question for you, X-Rated.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. You said you were single and you was looking and you was taking applications. So, are you one of those ones looking for a bad bitch, or are you looking for a bad woman?
A bad woman. Okay. I need somebody that's as mature as I am. I guess that's the best way to put it. I mean, a bad bitch is just somebody you take to the club and show off. But I need a bad woman that can take care of home, take care of me, and let me take care of her as well.
Okay. I mean, I'm not single, but, you know, like I said, I got some single friends, so I just want to know.
Oh, you gonna do some shopping for me?
Yeah.
And just make sure they got some bad heels, though. All right?
I got you.
I like a sexy woman in heels. Like, that's just, that can cook, too. Because I like to eat. I'm a big girl, I like to eat.
Okay.
All right. And put her front and center when I see y'all on August 3rd.
Oh, everywhere I go, I'm always front and center. I make that so. I want to make sure I pour myself out to you. Be like, look, I'm just pour. Matter of fact, look, they call me vicious. Some people call me Queen Bee. I'm gonna introduce myself.
Oh, okay.
So you
and
can
I'm
know
be
where.
Sure I remember you.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else want to talk to X-Rated?
Oh,
fine. Well, press that one for us, ladies. All right, X-Rated, before we go, we're going to be looking out for people, though, but before we go, I want you to go ahead and tell all the ladies how they can book you in their town, your booking information, your social networks, all that good stuff.
Wow. All right.
Hold on.
All right,
you call 919-471. Talk to us.
Oh, my bad. I really didn't mean to press one. But hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Oh, my bad. I really didn't mean to, but now that I'm on, how's everything going with y'all?
I'm good. Good.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Why y'all laughing?
Cause.
You came on sounding all innocent, girl. You know, good and well, you're not innocent.
You meant to hit that one.
No, I didn't. I really didn't mean to, seriously.
Oh, mm. Yes, you did. I think she did. Mm.
She wanted us to hear a sexy voice. That's what it is. It's okay. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Great is good.
But, yeah. I ain't really have nothing to say, so.
Uh-oh. I think she's blushing.
I am. Don't tell nobody. God.
I'm sorry.
It's like everybody can hear you, girl. Everybody can hear you.
Yeah. I don't bite.
Mm.
Unless you want me to.
Yeah. Might keep you in mind for that. I'll call you just for that.
All right. I'm about to put my booking information and stuff up. Just make sure you grab a pen and paper and call me after this.
All right.
Alright.
But yeah, y'all have a great night. Mwah, mwah. Bye.
You too. Hey, can I get one more kiss? Can I get one more kiss before you go?
Huh?
Can I get one more kiss before you go?
Mwah.
Alright. Good night, ma.
Bye.
Alright. Don't go nowhere now. We're gonna keep going. Don't go nowhere, alright?
Alright.
Alright. Anybody else want to speak to X-Ray? Because it seems like y'all trying to be funny. First time I get ready to get a book of information, here comes the one. So I'm going to ask y'all one more time. If y'all want to talk to X-Ray, go ahead and press that one. She do not bite. She is humble. She want to talk to you, joke up with you a little bit. Might take you home, you feel me? So, yeah, go. Take
them home. Yeah, I don't know. They got to be a bad woman. Not a bad bitch. Just to clear that up. If you tell, I'm a bad bitch. You can keep on moving. I need a woman. Yeah. Head to toe.
She need a woman head to toe.
Yeah, because you know there's nothing sexier than a woman that can take care of her own.
Mm,
you feel me?
Independence, yes.
Yes. Mm. I love it. And they're very hard to come right. Like, it's very rare that you come across one of them, too. But when you do, Lord have mercy.
Gotta hold on to them.
Hey, they be the one. They be the freak. Like they have no limit in the bedroom.
That's true. Hold on for a minute, X-Ray. I think somebody else will hit you up. So I'm going to 804-325 and talk to us. Yeah,
804-325.
Hey, there you go.
Bunny said that.
But she can't hear you on the speaker.
I said Bunny. I'm not 804.
That's you under my cue. Just talk to her.
Oh, well, hey, I'm Bunny. I just wanted to say hi.
How you doing?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You shy?
Say, huh?
You shy? I can't hear.
I said a little. That's why it took me forever.
You said, can you keep me company later on?
What?
I can't hear.
I said, I'm a little shy. That's why it took me so long.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I'm shy too.
Oh, y'all don't welcome no callers in our room. How are
That's
you?
What's up.
Y'all are so rude.
Nah, you are rude, Fee.
What?
You are rude, Fee.
No.
That ain't even me.
Nah. That ain't you. I know you was over there somewhere, though. I know you was over there somewhere.
Don't do me. It's like 18 more with me. Don't do me.
Oh, Lord. You got 18 people calling with you.
Hey,
oh.
18. She's on. We support you over here at the Pen Pal to say hey, everybody.
What's up? Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, what's up? What's up?
Where is the party at?
Rocky, we need you to come to room 24 right now, ASAP. Get your ass there. Let go.
Really? Y'all live on the radio and really?
We ain't live on no radio.
Casey.
Yes, y'all is. Y'all live on the radio.
Thank you. I just told you.
Over 200 people can hear you talking right now.
My mama, my cousin, my dope boys, my auntie, baby daddy, A-Y, Miss Out of Shy, Asia,
All right.
Noted. All right.
X-rated.
Well,
so this is going down on She Radio. I'm
be sure to call it every night.
I can have some fun with y'all.
I'd like to give a shout out to X-rated.
Oh, was that somebody else? That was you. Oh, okay.
I was fucking around. I told y'all like to have fun, man. Shit. Hey,
man.
There's no point in doing this if you don't have fun, man.
That's true. That is definitely true. Anybody else want to talk to X-Rated? Press that number one, please. I'll give you a quarter if y'all do it.
So you got to go up. You got to give him 50 cents tonight. It's Friday.
Man, I would give you 25 cents plus a dollar. That's a dollar 25 cents. If you press the number one. Because I knew she was going to press that. I knew it. Area code 562. 804-562. Talk to me. Hello. I knew she was going to press that down.
How many quarters is that for me?
That's 5 quarters.
That's 5. And I just pressed the 1 3 times.
Well, damn. But look, right. I said if you press
this is my third time. This is my third time talking in less than an hour.
You want 15 quarters?
Thank you.
I got you.
All right. I can watch close to that.
I know that's right.
Damn right.
I know that's right. Oh, all right. We'll be back to you in a few more minutes, okay?
All right.
All right. What's ready? What I want you to do is tell everybody your booking information. If they want to bring you to their town, bring all that sexiness where people at. And all that is. Bring all that and the mask, ladies. You bringing the mask water, too.
Oh, shit.
You got them ladies hot on my page, man, with that mask.
Yeah, that's a day.
Oh, that's several, that. Man.
That mask come out, that's that alter ego. You know shit about to go down.
Man.
I got
people looking for a good time. They heard you bringing a good time to their event or their venue. So they want to know how to bring you to their town, man. So go ahead and tell the ladies, man, how to book you. How can they get in contact with you? Facebook, call us.
Facebook, you can hit me. King May X-Rated Green. Or X-Rated King Green on Facebook. Or you can contact me directly at 443-739-0212. Again, that's 443-739-0212. Oh, and or you can email me at onlyonexrated@gmail.com. And that's one, the number one, not spelled out, just number one. And yes, bring me to your city. It'll definitely be something different every time.
All right. Y'all ladies have it. Definitely want to book her. Y'all need to book her. You know, she will be a She Pride in August the 3rd through the 5th. But if you can't wait that long, I need to get her on her city because she's bringing the mask with you, and you better have her on some clean panties. You hear me? Right? No stains at all. No stains. She don't want stains. So.
They can always just wear no panties. You know.
Nope. Well, yeah. Come on, man. Okay. That might not be right.
It'll save them some quarters.
Man, but what if it just poop out through the pants? Like, what if it smell like?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
You got to think about all kinds of stuff, man. Don't do... Everybody can't come to a place with no panties. Especially they got all them jeans and them leggings, man. That thing go right through it.
Yeah, I mean,
smoke just go all through it, kill everybody. Anthrax be everywhere in the building. That ain't play.
I'm just trying to save them some quarters, you know. That's it. But yeah, I'm available for anything, any event, birthday parties, club events, bridal showers, fuck my girlfriend party. I'm just available for everything, any and everything. Just hit me. Onlyonexrated@gmail.com.
All right. We definitely want to thank you as She's On Radio for coming on and talking to us. We definitely appreciate it. And is there anything else you want to say to your fans before we let you go?
I just can't wait to see each and every last one of y'all. And I hope everybody has a safe night. Hey, Casey, thanks for having me. Hey, She's On. I appreciate it and can't wait to see you in August.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. That's Pete. You there?
Yeah.
All right, man. Look, ladies, y'all been waiting for a long time, right? We're going to go ahead and throw it into the topic tonight. The topic is going to be based about personal hygiene in the females. You know what I'm saying? Teddy, before I get into what I want to say...
Mm-hmm.
I want your opinion on women and personal hygiene. How important is that?
It's very, very important, bro. Let me tell you, it is very important. If you don't keep yourself clean, I can't mess with you, can't talk to you because it's just not right. Especially when it get hot in the summertime. You know damn well. You need to take a shower when you get up in the morning. Brush your teeth. Get your hair right. Because if you got your hair cut, keep it, you know, nice and trim. Keep it neat. You got to be clean. That's a must. Because you can't be around me smelling like my nephew's diaper.
Hmm.
I mean, it's wrong. I don't even know what else to say. You got to take a shower. Take two showers. Yeah. Make sure you put on deodorant, cologne, perfume, whatever you put on to smell good. Do what you got to do. Keep yourself right. Your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on the whole personal hygiene, I mean, honestly, I don't think it's acceptable, you know, from my point of view. Especially in women. Women are the most beautiful creatures on the earth. Women should be groomed at all times. Women should smell good at all times. I don't care. You just left the gym. A lot of women blame the gym on the funkiness, okay? If you just left the gym, I don't know what gym you go to, but I have been a member at all of them because I like to try places before I even go. So you remember the gym. Girl, my arm's smelling like this one. I just left the gym. I just got out there. I left the floor. Okay, the gym got a bathroom, they got a shower, they got a sauna, they got water, they got soap and water. You ain't got no Dove, you better go over there and spray some of that water into that, what's that thing? That, that soap dispenser.
Yo, get soap out of there, man.
You better put some soap on the soap dispenser and stop playing, stop lying to these people telling everybody. There ain't no way that you can get into this and get into that. Come on now. People be lying on crazy stuff, right? And especially, I think it's wrong for a woman to know that her stuff smells bad. I did jump in the bed with another woman, a man, or whatever, without watching her stuff. I think that's like the most harsh turn on I have ever. Did I say turn on? Oh, I'm sorry. Turn off.
Oh, Lord. Do I need to get a belt?
I had to correct myself, man. But I think that is wrong. It's not right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you smell yourself before anybody else smells yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of women do this, like, they'll just go get right in the bed and spread their legs open like, come here, boo. You know what I'm saying? And they wonder why they lose their boo that same night.
And Jane, you gotta watch yourself. I mean, it's just, if you smell yourself, go wash your ass. If I feel as though I'm sweating and stuff, I can't stand the sweat. Like, in the summertime, I take 2 to 3 showers a day. I want to be clean at all times. Even though I sleep by my damn self, I want to be clean. You gotta keep it clean, because if you come to bed with me and I can smell you before you get into bed, and it ain't a good smell, we're going to have some issues. You know, you're not going to get in my bed until you go handle it. Because if you don't go handle it, you can sleep on the couch.
Mm.
Or you can go home with however you want to carry it. Because ain't nobody going to be with somebody who don't keep themselves up, keep themselves clean. Period, point blank. It's too much diseases and mess out there.
I hear that. Definitely hear that. I want to go to the line right now because I want to hear everybody else's opinion on the whole, you know, women not taking care of their body. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
when it comes down to sex. So I'm going to go to a caller right now, area code 757-610. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, wow, got somebody from the
757. Yes, I think y'all, it's funny as hell. You do not get in nobody. You don't even come to my house when you're not smelling good. If you ain't smelling good, you don't need to go nowhere. You need to stay home. That's just nasty.
That's
just nasty. That's just nasty. Why would you want to take a mess up? You know you're dealing with females, whoever you're dealing with, you should always want to look good. You should always, regardless of who you mess with, even if you're not even messing with nobody, you should always look good and smell good. That's my opinion about it anyway.
Well,
I think y'all do.
We're talking about
love
each other.
No,
you go ahead, sweetie.
I'm going to
let you talk.
I was just, that's all I had to say. I think y'all doing a good job. I mean, I'm enjoying the conversation myself. Y'all made me laugh, but that's all I want to say.
Thank you so much.
I got somebody calling from the 757. I'm happy.
A lot of people don't call from the 757.
No.
That's fucked up. They need to get up to it.
They call us from the 804 and everywhere else. I'm like, Lord, I'm up here by myself. Come on now.
Well, y'all keep it up and doing a good job. And if y'all doing another conversation, another topic, I mean, I like that. I ain't tied back up.
Well, don't go nowhere yet, because we still got a couple more to talk about. All right. Thank you. Yeah, have a good night. You too. All right. Area code 804-562. Tell us how you feel about the women that got that sticky and don't want to wash it off. Talk to us.
Is that me? Did you just say 562?
Yes.
Oh.
I did say you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't catch it. But, I forgot what the hell I was ready to say. Okay. Talking about the stinky women. Okay. First of all, you ain't supposed to be stinking, for one, because it take a lot for a person to stink. You got to just be deliberately not washing your ass. I mean, and that shit is trifling. And shouldn't even have to be nothing that we should have to discuss, because everybody is grown. And I got an 11-year-old daughter that know how to keep up with herself. So some of these grown-ass women need to do the same.
Amen.
It is sad. It is sad. Because it's true. Anytime you know you smell that shit, especially the ones that be on their period and all that, you can smell that and their arms and ain't all that stuff, it's some cheap stuff. Even if you got to buy the cheap brands, the Dollar Tree said every damn thing. Ain't no reason. Perfume is not a substitute for soap and water.
No, it's not.
Another thing. See, a lot of that in the clubs and stuff is just sad. It's awful. That's a touchy subject because I have smelled some stinking ass broads and it don't make no sense. So,
especially in the club,
ladies,
on the dance
perfume
floor.
ain't gonna do it. It's not gonna do it.
It's gonna make it worse, actually.
Yeah, it's gonna make it. I know. That's what it's gonna smell like. That's exactly what it's gonna smell like. The world.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the people with this bath thing. I mean, I know they charging us for stuff that they shouldn't, like water, but goddamn. I mean, people got friends and family. You ain't got nowhere to take a bath at. It's a way. And that sink stuff. Stay away from the sink. Step your ass in the shower, the tub. That sink thing ain't going to work either.
Man, you know what, though, 562? If you don't got nowhere to go and the sink is all you got, please use it. Please use that hand soap dispenser.
I feel you.
Dip your shirt in the toilet if you need some water. Just do something. Please help yourself. Please help yourself. And not only you, you're polluting us, too, because some of us got asthma and we can't stand that smell, you know?
Mm-mm.
So,
And if it's a problem, I'm such a nice person. I even volunteer to help you. You need to buy some soap, anything, you know, I donate whatever you need. If you can't get to it, you know, maybe it's a problem. Everybody can't afford everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a way. It's a way.
Definitely.
Ladies, we got to do better than this because this is a real big subject with the, you know, with the feminine women and stuff. Like,
oh, well, it ain't just a feminine one.
I mean, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know somebody. I mean, come on, then you gotta have a little bit of respect for people. You know, somebody's face gonna be all, you know. Come on now, have a little bit more respect for yourself.
That's true.
I can't. Even, I wouldn't even want nobody to smell me. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then when you can smell it through the jeans and stuff, that's even worse. Like, that means you just plain old just. Ain't even try to take a bath.
For days. Because it got to be days for it to come to the jeans. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Some people got problems, though. And they can't help it. But, I mean, for those people that can, do something about it. Please.
Because
I'm the type of person, I'm going to tell you. If you stink. Don't even come around me because I'm real outspoken and I'm going to say it. Especially if your ass too old and you ought to know better. Like I said, my 11-year-old, she know better. So if an 11-year-old can do it and keep up with herself and, you know, your ass can too.
That's true. Well, definitely, thank you for talking to us. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to go ahead and hit some more of these callers. They coming in quick.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you code
720-252?
Talk to us.
How you doing?
All right. And you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Let me ask you a question before you talk. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado, love.
Okay. Well, welcome to She's on Radio. So what you got to talk to us about?
Well, I was just calling because I seen a little ad that was on Facebook about women and odors or whatever or not. And I was just like,
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
I was just basically wanting to touch base on that, you know, as a woman, we should just always take care of ourselves. You know, it's it shouldn't be no point for a woman to walk out the door, you know, looking the way she looks, smelling the way she smells, and then wanting to get a date or wanting somebody to talk to her.
True. That's true.
I just wanted to touch base on that.
Well, we definitely value your opinion, and I definitely agree with that. That's definitely that's true. that's 100% true.
Uh-huh. And another thing I wanted to touch base on, because I've been seeing a lot of this, is the straps with the studs. Why is it, I don't know, it's just kind of funny to me and also ridiculous, and I just really can't touch, I don't know what is going on in the mind of some of the studs or whatever, but why is it that some studs walk around with straps as if they have a real dick? I'm just confused on that part.
Well, I can answer that question. I'm pretty sure Teddy can too. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say I have never done it in my youth. You know, I'm 30 now, but when I was younger, a lot of younger dimes doing it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of younger AG studs or whatever, you know, call themselves. I think it's, they just don't know. You know what I'm saying? Some of them do live in the wrong body, you know, and they just see themselves as men, and maybe that's a way to, I guess, make them feel whole. I don't know. But I do know
I can't even lie and say I do understand it. I mean, a stud, one, she's still a female, regardless on how she carry herself. A clothes don't make you.
Yeah,
the clothes, right. The Timberlands, the Jordans you rock, your fresh haircut, your fresh line, all that, that does not make you who you are. You're still a woman at the end of the day. When you take off those clothes, you still got a pussy, you still got titties, you still got all that shit. You still bleed once a month. So it's just, it kind of baffles me that when I see a girl walk around here and they just think that they are a man. They think, they really think as a man, and they're not a man, but it just, it gets me. And I'm 32. But it just,
it's definitely, you know, with age, I think with age, you mature more and you learn different ways on how to be yourself.
Right.
It's also, to me, a stage, but some people just, that's just who they are. Do I agree with that? I don't. I believe that goes into our whole personal hygiene topic, because you can't just wear that thing all day and not keep it clean and don't expect for it to stay. You know, think it's nasty. It was nasty when I was doing it. It was nasty when I was doing it, you know. You know, but, you know.
I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it do touch base with the, you know, hygiene thing. You know, it's just, I mean, just point blank, just as women, we should just always value our bodies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one, I don't want to, you know, mess with a woman, and no matter how good she looks, because I have had a bad experience with that. You know, female was fine as fuck, and older was foul as hell.
Oh, man.
You know, it's... So it's just, I mean, I really don't understand how, as, you know, women, we can, just like, you know, with the strap thing, you know, I mean, I'm 100% lesbian, and I prefer not to, my woman not to even use a strap on me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you can't please me in another form, you know, then there's something wrong with the picture, but it trips me out when a stud, you know, when you get with a woman and you want to use the same strap, you know, that you have used on several women in the past. Like, ain't it time for you to retire this strap, you know, and get something new for the new woman that's in your life? It's just, I don't know.
But, and a lot of doms, they recycle their strap ones, which means it can be all kinds of diseases on that thing, and can't no sober water fix. You know, I don't know.
I just know that, like, you know, area code 5, 804-562 said, we got to do better, you know. We got to value our bodies better because we are beautiful. All women are created to be beautiful. And there's no reason why we should be smelling like ugly. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey, some women just don't take care of themselves. I mean, and it just always boils down to how they was raised. You know, if I, when I see a woman like that, that doesn't properly take care of themselves, that doesn't know how to properly hygiene themselves right, then it just boils down to parental, you know, how
right.
they mother, how they father raised them, how they was raised up in their household. You know, some women just don't get it. Some women just don't want to care to get it. It just boils down to just, you know, about you. You know, when you get, I feel like when you hit 25, a light bulb pops on in your head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you should automatically know the difference, you know, the do's and the don'ts. You know, you should know how to properly take care of yourself. You know, the monthly checkups is a motherfucker. You know, feminine products will do the trick, yes. But them doctors will do the trick that the feminine products cannot do. That's why it's important for women to get the monthly checkups. And, you know, some women just don't do that.
That's true. That's definitely true. We got to do better. We got this on every angle. We got to step it up. Especially when you hit that club. When you go to that club, those functions, when we're around a whole lot of people. It's no excuse. You get what I'm saying? It's no excuse to smell. It smell like boiled eggs. You feel what I'm saying? It's no excuse to smell like unfried fish.
I feel if I can smell you, I know damn well you can smell yourself. So if you walking around with this odor that's just hitting people like the mark of death, then I know damn well this shit is hitting you gracefully. But it's just, you don't give a fuck. Some women just don't give a fuck.
Some people, they got immune to their smell, so they don't even smell it no more.
Ain't no way you can get immune to no motherfucking you can't get immune to smell. You can't get immune to your shit smelling like motherfucking crab cake. Ain't no way you can get immune to your shit smelling like patty cakes and crab cakes and dust tuna fishes. No, there's no way of getting around that shit. I'm sorry. You can't get immune to that shit.
Oh.
She said crab cake pussy. Damn. You say crab cake. I won't be eating crab cakes no more.
Me neither, man. She done turned me off, man. I'm not coming to
the
stage ever again.
I'm 32, you know, and everybody that knows me in Colorado, the side, because I'm from Texas, I'm from Dallas, Texas, but I live in Colorado, but the lesbian community out here is not big at all. So the people that know me, they know, they be like, oh, every time they see me, they be like, damn, you stay on point. Yes, regardless if I'm just going to the mailbox, taking a trash out or whatever, I'm walking out my door, you know what I'm saying, on point every day. I'm not missing a beat, you know what I'm saying, and I'd be damned if I go around here, you know what I'm saying, as soon as I get that whiff under the arms, oh, it's time to run back in the house and take a shower and put on some deodorant, that good old Sure, that good old Secret, you know. I just don't understand people walking around here smelling like Krabby Cakes. Ain't no way in hell, there ain't no way to get around that. I'm good on that. You can't get immune to smell like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all remember back in the day when our parents used to put on that bigger roll. Remember that bigger roll, that stuff that used to lay their hair down and stuff? It's like a little perm.
Yeah.
Used to have that.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Now that, if your stuff smell like the river or, because you know what, I'm not even going to talk about people or nothing like that, but I just feel like, you know, like you said, like, come on now, y'all, lay this on there, I know y'all, and then when it gets too old and you don't take a shower for a long time, you know what I'm saying, I know some people like that, you know what I'm saying, and
and, you know, dealing with the hospitals and patients and stuff like that. After a while, when you don't take showers or whatever, then that smell comes, you start having, like, bath salt on your poo-poo. That's my favorite word for a week, okay?
That's just
it gets crusty.
We're already like a triple threat. You feel me? We are a triple threat. We black, we lesbians, and we women. That's already a fucking triple threat. So we already hated on. We already looked down on. So with that being said, it's like, okay, we need to step our game up. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we as lesbians, it's a damn shame when you see a gay man and it's a damn shame these gay men be motherfucking stepping their point up and beating us. You know what I'm saying? Because they be doing the shit right. But you get to a lesbian and they have to, what is up with that? You know, and I be sitting up here, one, I ain't trying to be funny, but I be like, now I wonder why the studs be going stud for stud now, because these motherfucking films ain't what's it.
But you know what, though? No.
I'm just saying.
No, don't blame it all on the films, because it'd be the stud. And the stud problem, the stud, see, with the films, it's normal, but the poo-poo be smelly, you know what I'm saying? But with the stud problem, it's always they have, like, this Fortuna ranch smelling underarms, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Oh,
man, you're my damn appetite, bro. I'm sorry.
No, but for real, though, you know, you hit the club, right? You be wanting rain, because you know every time you're in the club, y'all know that little song. Walk around the club. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hear that song, y'all be dancing, you know, doing your little booty pop. All of y'all be doing what you gotta do. So you walking around, so you're like, damn, what the fuck is that smell? So you putting your arms up, doing your little nose test and stuff. Y'all know y'all do it. Come on, niggas. So y'all trying
Like I said, but you gotta understand, like, I'm not trying to put us films down because I'm a film. I love my feminine ways. I love stepping in my heels, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, whatever. But at the same time, I be seeing these studs that be on their game, you know what I'm saying, that be stepping out the door looking better than the woman that's on their own. Like, your woman should be the trophy piece, but the studs are starting to be the trophy piece.
Mm-hmm.
Come on with that picture.
I ain't saying all that much, but I'm trying the studs is winning with the arms, with the underarms. The studs is winning with the underarms, straight up. You know what I'm saying? And look.
But you know what? Honestly, I put it like this. I can deal with a stud, you know what I'm saying, if she underarms and shit, okay, you can get rid of that shit. Wait a minute. Just listen to me, though. You can get rid of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people sweat. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people have a thing where they put deodorant on, but they get the sweat in, and that deodorant no longer cares about your underarms because that sweat just taking over. You know what I'm saying? So you get the smelling foul. But when your pussy's stinking, on the other hand, something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. Your pussy should not be smelling. Something wrong with that. Your pussy should always be smelling, whether you're a stud or a female, smelling like summer's eve, motherfucking vinegar and water, something. It should not be smelling like the motherfucking goddamn alleyway of piss.
Oh, God, man.
Hey, Teddy, I think she's taking up for the studs, man. Cause she keep talking about them crunchy poo poos, but she ain't talking about them goddamn Wolf Gang underarms, man.
It's like this here. What I got to say about that? I've been to a club before, and I've smelled somebody, and I know this person personally. I'm not gonna call them out, but I'm in the club. I'm smelling good. I'm smelling myself. I'm like, I know it's not me, cause I'm damned if I come out of the house smelling. I wanted to tap this person on their shoulder so bad and give them some deodorant. I'm like, you need this more than I do right now. Because if I can smell you from across the club, it's a problem.
Well, see, some people just mix the term up. They feel when they get sharp, and this is with us too, they get sharp, they want to make sure their attire right, they want to make sure their days is matching their outfit, they got that fresh paper that goes all the way back, they dreads hitting the middle of their head. That's another stuff. Okay, but anyway,
you know, they making sure they.
But they are
they making sure. They making sure they straight, you know what I'm saying? But you getting your clothes laid out and you got to, you know what I'm saying, all your little accessories and shit, you looking all in the mirror making sure everything's straight, but you ain't hit that shower. You just putting on clothes.
Oh, no.
You just coming home from work or doing whatever, you just putting on the clothes and shit. Probably taking a whole bath. Bitch, don't nobody take whole baths no more.
No,
we take
no,
a whole bath
no.
now. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's like this with me. Before I get my clothes and everything laid out, but before I put on anything, I make sure I got my deodorant. If I'm going to wear a body oil, if I'm going to wear some cologne, I make sure I smell good before I get my clothes.
Before I get any of that, I'm in the motherfucking shower. My thing is, my mama said she's gay. She always be telling me, tell my damn bitch, I ain't never seen nobody like you that takes 6 hours to get dressed. Hell yeah, because a motherfucking shower is about an hour long with me. I'm making sure I'm in there scrub-a-dub-a-dub every motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And see, the thing with a female, period, whether, like I said, whether you're a stud or a femme, your hair, that bush down there, you know what I'm saying? Come on. I mean, at least if you're going to keep the bush, trim that shit up. You know what I'm saying? The jungle, the forest down there, it carries odor. People don't understand that hair carries odor. I don't give a fuck how much you scrub down there. That hair is carrying odor. So when you get to vibrating your motherfucking ass and pop blocking in and shit, that shit sweating and collecting particles and shit, and you, yeah. Not good.
Not cool. Not cool.
I definitely want to thank you for calling. She's on radio tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get me a couple more. We got a whole lot of callers trying to talk in.
Okay. May I ask y'all names before I hang up?
I'm KC.
And I'm Katie.
Okay. So it was nice.
Don't go nowhere.
It was nice, man.
Don't tell us it was nice talk because you're going to see me stay right here.
Hey, don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere because the next topic, you're a femme, right? The next topic I want to get on is why females, you know, cut them eyebrows off, bald heads, and then draw them off on crooked. You know what I'm saying?
Look like they be saying, huh, all day? Like they be walking around saying, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they be looking like they be saying, huh? They be saying, huh, but they be saying, okay. So I want you to stay right here, right? Don't go nowhere, but I'm going to come right back to you. All right, as soon as we get down, I want to see what they talk about. All right, don't go nowhere, all right? All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to go to our area code. She know I'm coming for her. Area code 919-471. Talk to me, girl.
Oh, dang. She was taking forever. I'm like, girl, just say what you got to say. Get off.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. That's funny.
You was all scary.
Man, I was just about to eat me some, too, y'all, comparing it to food. And y'all was picking all the stuff that I like.
Hey, I lost my appetite, too. Don't feel bad.
God, I love me some crab cakes. Y'all,
yeah, me
man.
Too, man.
Shit.
I
ain't
want them no more.
Real crab cakes, man. Now, we comparing it to coochie, man. I don't know about that no more. That don't sound like a good deal. That sound
musty.
I don't want no monkey crab cake pussy. I don't know. It don't sound like it tastes good. You know what I'm saying?
It don't sound right. Right. Oh, God, no.
But I do know. I'm the same person, right? If I can't afford that Gianni cologne, you damn right I'm going to the Dollar Tree, give me one of them little small spray bottles of mine.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Right, look, these studs, it's not just the fans that's out there doing the funky stuff, man, because I don't smell a couple of studs jumping in my car with the booty hole smell like ta-ta. Okay. And,
it's no ride.
The studs be having a stench, too. They smell awful sometimes. And, you know, people in general smell terrible. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's stink. We all stink. That's why we got to take baths and showers and whatever. Get in the pool if you ain't got no bath. You know what I'm saying? It's good. So,
get a rag, get in the pool, rub a dub dub in the pool.
No, nah, don't get no rag, man. You're trying to kill everybody in the pool now.
Go in there and tell them, y'all need to drain that pool out, man.
Nah, man, you jump in that pool, man, with that chlorine, man, you're going to be all right.
Damn right. Go kill
man,
everything.
Look, that bleed going to get them poo-poo and them underarms, man.
Mm-mm, you may not want to go to the pool no more.
Hey, but you want to call it, they be peeing in the pool, farting in the pool, big bubbles.
Okay, so you ain't going to make me want to get in the pool no more, bro.
Exactly.
I'm going to look at everybody in the pool and just shake my head.
Man, I don't care what you say, man. They can fart and pee in that pool all they want to. Hot as it is, I'm jumping in, baby. I'm getting in that pussy part, in that pussy funk funk. I'm getting in the pool. I'm not playing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Because
mm-hmm.
that chlorine going to clean whatever it is that mom with you. So if you can't afford to, you know, take a bath or whatever, or get in the shower, or, you know, there's always a solution. You know, even if I'm coming down to homeless people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no excuse. You can go into a Walmart. There's always water.
You better
go in
somebody's backyard and use their water hose. Shit.
Man, I'm going to Walmart, man. I'm going to the store. Look, I'm going to take me a bucket. Look, come on there, because everybody take bird baths. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the one of the little Walmart, take me a little bucket, put some of that little dispensable soap in that tank, make some bubbles in that motherfucker, throw it in the toilet. I'm gonna stick my leg in the toilet. Hey, I'm getting
my body
clean. I'm washing this piss pool, baby. I'm getting all up in it. That's mm-hmm. real talk. So let me ask you a question. 919. What's your thought? You know, asking everybody women in general studs. Women that look like men that look like women. Hell, woman, this woman. How do you feel about the woman not taking care of their body?
You get no play with me. Like, no. And I'm mean. I'm really, really mean. Like, it don't make no sense how mean I am. So I'm going to tell you about yourself, and I'm going to let everybody else know. Bitch, she thinking. Don't even talk to her. Like, no. That's nasty. Why would you even come out the house like that? No, I know your mama taught you better. I know she did.
Mm-hmm.
No, that.
Because if she did, she needs to be slapped too.
Exactly. We don't play that in our house.
Here's what a question. What if mm-hmm. she was raised in a family that don't wash their booty in the office?
Now, ain't no excuse. I don't care.
What
somebody was in her family. Somebody. Take bath. I don't care who it is.
But she might
exactly.
not. Exactly. Maybe the family have a belief in, you know, not.
Yeah,
even
like
so.
The religion.
Yeah,
I understand that.
That still don't count, because I know a girl, her religion, she's not allowed to take baths. But trust and believe, she go to school every day, and she get right in that shower in the mom's locker room, and she take her a shower. I don't play that. Mm-mm, that's nasty. Like, there's really nothing to say about it. Just wash your ass. If you can't afford it, you better ask somebody to give you some money so you can go get you some deodorant, some soap, wash up. No. We live in a society that's, I can't even talk about it. It's terrible.
Man, you better get one of them Dollar Tree spray bottles and some goddamn.
It's got to be all expensive as long as you clean.
Yeah, and that's real tough. That's definitely real tough, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for coming on 919. Don't go nowhere, though, because we're going to... You already heard the next time, baby. We'll talk about them chicks with them bald-headed eyebrows and draw them on.
My cousin did that.
But they be drawing them janks on crooked, right? So don't
My
go nowhere.
Did that. That was too funny.
Don't go nowhere, so you already know what it is,
yes,
right?
It's too funny.
So, guys, we just go down. We'll be right back to you, all right?
All right,
thank you, love.
All right.
We're going to 804-564. Talk to us.
Hey, Pops.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to jump straight into it about this body odor. By me becoming a medical assistant, technically you're not supposed to wash your twat
with soap. Now, if it stinks after you don't wash, there's something medically wrong with you, and you need to go get a check. Because I read, like I was doing my homework all day today, and I read in my book that you're not supposed to technically put soap down there. Because it cleans itself. It's like an oven. It cleans itself. So if you have to put soap down there to clean it, something's not right. And then a lot of females that have sex with males, multiple males, of course they're going to have a smell down there. Because of females letting guys, you know, ejaculating them and stuff like that. And then they claim that they're lesbian or whatever, but your shit stinks. Mm. If you're a lesbian, you're supposed to not stink. It should smell wonderful all the time, not once in the blue moon. It should not stink. If you're not having any, you know, interaction with a male, per se, you know what I'm saying, it shouldn't have a smell to it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yeah, and then like me, I don't. That's just, I mean, I guess that's just how I feel about the situation.
You definitely, I'm glad you came on. You school a couple of these women. You know what I'm saying? Because I know definitely. The doctor tell you all the time, don't go up in that hole with no soap.
Yes, and then like the strap situation, I'm not with that.
Yeah.
I'm not with that. I feel as though if you a lesbian, if me personally, like my girl or whatever, she was talking about, oh, do you want to use a strap, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, if I wanted that, I'd be with a dude. I wouldn't be with a female.
That's true.
Hold on, Ma.
Hey, Ma. But it was nice talking to y'all.
It was nice talking to you, too. Thanks for talking to me. Alright, have a good one. Alright, if there's any ladies that want to talk to us before we move on to our next topic about personal hygiene in women, go ahead and press that 1 for us, so we definitely want to talk to you. Come on, ladies, don't be scared. Talk to
Come
people.
On, we're not going to bite. Unless they want us to.
If you want us to bite, we'll bite you. We'll sick
all day. All day.
Mm-hmm. But I think the next topic, I want to know your opinion, Teddy, as well as everybody else's opinion, about women that draw, well, pretty much women that cut their eyebrows off and draw them back on. What is your view on that?
It's like this. I don't understand it, and I want to just ask females that do why. What's the point of shaving your eyebrows off and drawing them back on crooked so they just talking to you? Like, what? Or some females shaving them off and getting them tattooed back on. Right. I've seen that before, and one eyebrow might be up and the other one might be down. They not even. I'm like, wow. I don't understand it. I'm like, what's the point of doing that, really, honestly? I mean, I don't think it's cute.
I think that it is what it is. I feel like if you are going to shave your eyebrows off, ladies, listen to me, please, now. Okay. If you are going to shave the eyebrow off, quick tip, Casey, start using some type of liner, something that you can line, maybe like take the line or a little piece of string or something and line up the eyebrow so it'll be straight on both sides. You know what I'm saying? Because, just like the other lady said, we don't know if you're smiling at us, you're laughing at us, you're talking about us, whatever. We don't know what your face expression is doing to us, and it's scaring us.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know. We don't understand what's going on. And if you're going to tattoo your eyebrow back on, make sure you wax the eyebrow off first before you tattoo it off. Because that'll be some ugly stuff that eyebrow that you just waxed off and you just shaved off, grew back sticking where it was, and then you got a tattoo in the middle and two big old afro puffs on the end. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Right?
I don't get it. But
that's
I ain't knocking you. I ain't knocking nobody. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, do what you do. No, I support you regardless, but look, y'all need to do better. You know, not only with the poo poo, but with that lopsided eyebrow you got going on too. You know what I'm saying? That ain't cute. That is not cute. People don't need to be confused when they're looking at you. You know what I'm saying? They definitely don't. You know, so we already got your opinion, Teddy. Ladies, press that one. We're going to go ahead and go back down the line because we definitely want to know what you ladies feel about the whole eyebrow situation, the beauty marks and all that. So I'm going to take my time and go ahead back down to 720-252. Talk to us.
Well, as I was saying, it's scary. Because I don't know whether you fan, I don't know what your facial expression is. Oh God, I know so many people. I work in a beauty salon, and so many females come up in here on a daily basis, and I just look at them and shake my head like, what the fuck? Because they be having on these, when they draw their eyebrows on, they draw them on too thick, you know. And it'd be so funny because they have this square at the end of their eyebrows, and then it'd be pointy at the other end, and you'd be looking at them like, what the fuck? And then they'd be having on these eyelashes looking like they about to fly away some damn where. So you'd be scared as fuck. I don't be knowing what to do or to say. I don't be wanting them motherfuckers to sit in my chair. So them bitches, there's something wrong with that picture. Why do you shave your eyebrows off anyway? You can arch them bitches. You know what I'm saying? The Chinese people arch eyebrows. Go get some bitches arched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
I don't understand it either, man. I don't.
I don't. That just, I don't know. I've never been into the, you know, I mean, being the fact that I do makeup and hair and stuff, so I always experiment on my face. But I'm not finna shave my eyebrows off, draw them back on, and be sitting up here looking like, huh, all day. You know, you don't know whether you're saying hi to a motherfucker, you don't know what you're saying. I don't understand that. And then with the tattooing, first of all, why would you get tattooed in your face anyway? First of all. But then, why would you let somebody tattoo you in your face, first of all, but then you go and tattoo your eyebrow on? That's that, I don't understand that shit.
I don't understand either. I just think people, I think there's a lot of followers in this economy. You know, I think a lot of people look at TV, they look at other people and they say, oh, that looks cute. Oh my God, Lil Wayne does it. I'm gonna do it too. You know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj got her eyebrows lopsided. I want to get mine outside, too, you know. It's
but see, people like that got money. You know what I'm saying? When you have money, money speaks. So people don't really, basically ain't giving a fuck. When you see Rihanna or Nicki Minaj and they eyebrows looking all fucked up, you ain't looking at their face. You looking at they bitch still fine. She's still thicker than a snicker. You ain't looking at that eyebrow. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I'm looking at that eyebrow, because I wonder what the hell is she smiling, you know. I'm trying to figure out, you know, real, you know, is it really the itty bitty piggy? You know what I'm saying? Or what's going on with the eyebrow? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I'm
right.
Trying to figure it out.
But you know,
okay,
I said
well,
women,
if your eyebrows are crooked, you are not cute. That's real talk. Okay.
Us as women, it's a lot of, instead of us, some of us women taking the lead and doing things ourselves, like doing things that's going to make us look good. We tend to, you know what I'm saying, look at other females and we try to jump in the boat with them because they getting a lot of clay, they getting a lot of talk to and all this right here. So of course, you're going to get that one female that's going to try to project what that other female looks like and end up fucking their whole self up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cutting their eyebrows off. Some females can get away with that shit. Some females know how to draw that shit on perfectly and be looking good, like, okay, you know, but then some females just don't know how to do it, you know, and be looking scary, you know, but I don't know what to say about that. You know, the thing with the makeup is a motherfucker.
Mm.
You know, it's a motherfucker. Females be wanting to look good, but at the same time, they don't know how to look good using it. Because they either putting too much on, or they looking like a clown in the face.
That's true.
It is.
I mean, something going on. I mean, I'm so much into natural beauty. I wear makeup, but I don't wear makeup where I'm looking like, you know what I'm saying, I'm covering up my beauty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. You know, for one, makeup breaks your skin out. You know, mm-hmm. And all this stuff, like, a lot of people put too much. And with the eyebrows, I've seen so many females that put this black eyeliner on their damn eyebrows, and it's like you sweat. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you club, and it's eyebrow just smearing, and you know what I'm saying? And it's all on the side of your face, and you're not even realizing it. It's ugly. It's a hot mess. It's a hot mess.
It is, and I definitely agree with you, you know. I don't know. Like you said, people are followers. I think people need to follow their own mind, their own spirit, and do what they want to do and what makes them look beautiful instead of trying to be everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely feel that. Definitely want to thank you for calling in. She's on radio. Don't go nowhere. You know, we got one more topic. Don't go nowhere. you know what I'm
okay.
saying, right?
All right, I'm going to keep down here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be right here.
All right, thank you. I'm going to go ahead to the next call, then we'll be back, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, code 919 again, 471. How you feel about them eyebrows, girl?
You always catch me at the wrong times. I was snacking. But anyway.
See, I already knew you were snacking. We were trying to get that on the air. That would have been some good stuff.
Okay, so let me chew this up. Alright, so,
Is that chicken?
Uh-uh, it's some chips.
Crab cake, the wheels. Crab cake.
No, but, my cousin, it was an accident with her. She didn't mean to. Ooh, they is getting it in on this show. Okay. But, she didn't mean to, like, she was trying to arch her eyebrows for the first time by herself, and she ended up, like, doing it the wrong way, and she had to end up cutting them both out. So, she drew them on and whatnot. They was looking good, went outside, started sweating. Went outside, started sweating, and this dude, she was, like, so in love with. Too funny. And she saw him come up. She was like, oh, my God, hey, boo, blase, blase, blah, how you doing? They was talking to one night. He was looking at her funny. And, like, everybody just laughing at her. And she like, what the fuck is going on? What are y'all laughing at? So she goes to wipe the sweat off her face to get the damn shit is up there. It wipes it off. Oh, my God, it was too funny. Too funny. I ain't never laughed so hard in my life, and it made no type of sense.
Mm-hmm.
That was too funny.
That's messed up, you laughing at your cousin like that.
Well, it don't matter. We was all laughing. She laughed at herself. She should have got our aunt to do it like our aunt told her anyway. She wanted to be grown, so that's her fault.
Let me ask you a question. How you feel about those lopsided lashes? Them girls be putting on too. And that lopsided and be black as I don't know what with blue eyeshadow and blue pad all on the cheeks and stuff, and they be, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about the woman that wear the different to wear the shade of makeup that doesn't go with their face? How do you feel about that?
I had a girlfriend like that. And I think is, to be honest with you, I don't like makeup, to be honest with you. I think that what you was born with, how your face looks, then that's how you should rock your face. Forget all the makeup and all the other good shit. Like, no, forget it. But if you feel the need that you want to throw on the makeup, like, I don't know. It's like, it's dumb to me. Like, why do it? And people who do wear makeup, they be all looking like a clown and stuff. Like, why do that? Why embarrass yourself? Like, you just putting a sign calling for attention for somebody to pick on you. Like, why do that? It's funny to me. Like, I be laughing, like, seriously. Especially when I go to school. It's funny to me. I laugh my tail off.
That's definitely true. That is crazy. You told them, man.
Because I know there's one girl in the line right now with a crooked lash on right now. And, and they really did need to hear this, just like they need to hear, you know, from the other one. We're talking about the crab cake put some out on this line. You know, stuff is probably winging right now.
Somebody,
you know, don't learn. Oh, yeah, because come on now. One out of ten, somebody's stuff winging right now. Right,
yeah,
now.
Somebody done started taking notes so they can fix themselves.
So, you know, we doing entertaining, but we at the same time trying to educate people, you know, soap and water is the key to success.
Yes,
Ooh.
And all happiness.
And leaving the eyebrow on there, too, you know. But, we definitely appreciate you coming on and talking to us. We're going to definitely go on to our next topic right quick.
All right.
You know, we got a little bit left, but thanks for talking.
Wait, what's the next topic?
I don't know. I'm just going to make up some stuff. Go ahead. Matter of fact, since you are a caller, you know, give us, what do you want to know? Like, talk to us.
What do I want to know?
I'm going to let all the callers bring in their own topic. Something new we do. We're going to do it right Saturday.
All right now.
Okay. Since I'm kind of thick and whatnot, still looking good though. But goes for the voluptuous, the plump, the big girls. Why is it that big girls decide that they want to get clothes that are like 10 times smaller than what they need to get? Like, why is that? I never really understood that. Why do you do that? Why are you putting yourself out there like that? You're big. Girl, you better work your hips, work your curves and all that stuff. We still got clothes our size. Like, what are you doing? You're a size 17 trying to get in a size 2. What are you doing?
Go ahead and answer that first. Answer that first and I'm going
to come. I'm going to try to make it short and simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you a thick girl, BBW, wear what you're supposed to wear. Please, God, don't scar my eyes, because that is a major turn off for me. If you're wearing something that's 20 sizes too small for you, it's not a good look. You're putting yourself out there, and you're putting yourself out there in the wrong way. They're going to think you fast. They're going to think you whorish, and you do all kinds of stuff because of what you got on. I mean, you can look sexy. They got stores for, you know, the plus-size girls or whatever. They got the Ashley Stewart, the Lane Bryant's and stuff like that. Got some nice clothes or whatever, you know, you decide to shop.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see that. I wear glasses. Don't break the lenses in my glasses, please. My glasses cost $200. I don't have $200 to replace these glasses right now. No. I want to be able to see. Because it's getting hot now, and some big girls now are wearing stuff they know they're not supposed to wear.
Yes.
And it's going places that it's not supposed to go. It's not cute. It's just wrong. Like mustard crab cakes, it's wrong. Your thoughts on it, bro?
Me personally, oh, Lord, I don't know what to say. Sorry for spinning everybody ear. But, like Monique, you know, Monique is a very sexy woman. She has
was, you know, turned into size 2 over the last 3 months. But before she was a size 2, she was a size 15, 16, 28, you know. And,
yeah.
I don't know if y'all seen the movie Cut Side with the movie was, Fat Girls or whatever that was.
Yeah, Fat Girls.
Monique was a big woman. You know, she was a very big, beautiful woman, and she carried her weight right. She wore all that sexy stuff, but I couldn't imagine Monique in a size 1 bikini. I just couldn't imagine Monique in a size 1 bikini. Not saying that she wouldn't be sexy or she wouldn't be cute, but I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine, you know, no big woman wearing, you know, 20 size small. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I'm talking myself, you know, but you wouldn't see me wearing no small white beauty. You get what I'm saying?
That'd
just look, I would just look like a doughboy. You feel what I'm saying? I look like the Monstrella Man, you know, Goldbuster or something. You know, I'd be looking like Mr. Brown and shit. You feel me? I just don't think it's cute.
No.
I think that if you're a big woman, stop trying to be these small-ass women and just wear what you wear and be happy for what you got. You feel me? Your curves sex is just like they bones. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if a skinny woman don't like you, you just smack them in the face 6 times with your spare rib and say, bitch, you need a plate. Here, let me help you out.
Smack them with some chicken. Smack them with some chicken.
Work. And look, and y'all big ladies that scared of these little skinny women, tell them Casey said, kick rocks. Straight up. They need plates and they need spare ribs in their lives. They need pork. They need ham hocks and stuff. But that big girl with that 20 size shirt, she need to, she need to stop using the dryer and stop playing.
Right.
That's not cute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's cute.
It's not at all. Mm-hmm. It's a major turn off.
Yeah.
It is, especially when she got a big stomach, no booty, big, you know, no booty, mm-hmm. no titties and no booty, but a big stomach. And she want to wear a two-piece at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's okay to wear the two-piece that fits you, but the two-piece that's making that stomach bigger than what it already is.
Yes.
And, like, stretching those stretch marks way wider than what they're supposed to be stretched.
Preach.
It's not true.
Preach.
It's not true. Preach. I say wear your size, ladies. It ain't nothing wrong with wearing. Okay, because women, as women, you know, I know the film women, they like stuff to be a little tight, you know, to hug it up. Show the little boobs a little bit, they little curves a little bit. Ain't no wrong with that. 2 sizes is enough. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
Go get a 2
size minimum.
Yeah, man. Look, it's like, dog, we ain't trying to see you super size, though. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I ain't playing. I love some big women. I love curves. Mm, I love curves.
All day. Yes, God.
Sure, y'all need to hit me up.
It ain't like this. It ain't nothing wrong with a plus size girl. Love them just the same. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Ain't nothing like a plus size woman. Plus size women are the best woman ever.
It's like this here. Not only can they cook, but they can do more things in the bedroom than the skinny chick could. That's all
thank
I'm saying.
You. Somebody finally with me.
They got
on,
they got
on,
tricks
hold
up
on,
they sleeve.
Hold on, bro. Now, you was good with the sex in the bed and stuff like that, but you said they can cook. Listen to me, okay?
Okay,
when you say they can cook. Now, all women, fat, small, skinny, big, obese, anorexic, can cook. I don't care.
Anorexic can't cook. They don't like to eat.
You know what I'm saying? See, I don't see the big woman burn a hot dog. I mean, how the hell you burn a hot dog in some water and some boiling? Okay, you don't need boiling up for 10 minutes.
Don't you sit up here,
boy, and say, oh,
look,
big woman.
Look, man, I'm just, look, can I explain myself right quick?
I had to vent for a minute. I'm sorry, ladies. I had to vent.
Look, I'm about to explain myself. Look. Most of them can. Not all, but most of them can. They know how to put that love into their food when they cook, man. I lie to you not. They do.
I can cook. So
I'm just saying, if you can cook, man, you good to beef.
All of them can cook. Boil a hot dog, burn a hot dog, and macaroni and cheese. How the hell you burn something in the microwave, dude?
Yeah, you burn something in the microwave. All you gotta do is look at the back of the box and say, okay, if it's leftovers, you put on a minute or two. You know what I'm saying? How the hell you
right.
burn tea? How do you burn tea in the microwave? I don't understand it.
I don't know. I'm trying to understand that too. How do you do that?
The tea was tasting like honey and lemon when it went in. It was tasting like goddamn hot dogs when it came out. I said, hey, I want no tea left. I want them to drip.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And what's up with these women, right? You know, look, we talk about this all the time. Somebody always wants to talk about this lace front. What the hell is up with these women with these crooked ass lace fronts? That lace,
with these crooked ass.
The damn lace front part be all the way in the back of the head and shit. What the hell wrong with these women? I don't understand, man. Somebody tell me what the hell is wrong with these women with these crooked ass lace fronts. Somebody talk to them now. Talk to Casey. Casey wants to know.
I mean, some females don't have hair, so they choose to wear lace fronts, but some females also don't know how to take care of their hair. So, I mean, man, we need freaking King Kales on here. She could tell you. Because we had a good old conversation about this. Somebody need to hit up King Kale.
Well, I'm damn sure going to ask her that shit on Tuesday when she be on
there. Somebody need to hit her up.
Because I'm going to need you to be here so you can ask that too. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to know. I just don't understand it. Just look, I think the lace front is so sexy. You know what I'm saying? Especially, no, real talk. No, I know women. No, listen to me. I know women that will rock a lace front and you wouldn't even know she had in her hair. You would think it's just her hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would think that it's rid of her hair, and, like, I think when it's, like, look at Beyonce, she be rocking the hat on that lace front. You know what I'm saying? It be looking good, man, the pop right there in the middle, you know. It be like, you know, she be doing her little chicken head, you know what I'm saying, all that chicka-chicka-boom-boom, and whatever that dance she be doing that on Get Me Body or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then you look across the street, you go in, you know, you go in chicken, you know, I'm going to say you go in the Papa's chicken, you know, go get your little chicken biscuit or whatever. Yeah, can I get a two-piece and a biscuit with some of that jumbo rice? You know, some of that dirty rice, whatever. And then here comes the Tisha. You know what's the name of Tisha? Man, here comes the Tisha with the big booty, big titties, man. Looking good, fine. Still light skin, long hair. What's up, girl? Nah, I'm saying that she's trying to run that damn lace front, got them hanging out the side of her head with a ball spot. Y'all need to check it. You need to get it right, lady. I'm just trying to tell you. How the hell you have a bald spot, a lopsided lace front, your eyebrows drawn on crooked, and your booty holes smell like eggs? That's not cute. Get it right, ladies. Okay.
Oh, man.
Right. That's not cute. You know I had to bring all the topics there at one. So, yeah. Letitia, smell like the swamp. Her eyebrows are crooked, look like the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
And they front, she got one half of the pot is to the left and the other half of the pot is to the right, you know.
Oh, God.
And her underarms are stinking. She got whoop arms. So her pooch is not shaving. She got a nerve to have on some skinny jeans thinking she cute. No, but we need to get it twisted. You need to get it right.
Jesus. Now I'm going to have
nightmares. Lord, you need what the other caller said, her stuff smelled like crab cake pussy. Uh-huh.
You need
to get it right, honey, because you scaring us over here. She's on radio. KC and Teddy cannot take it. We can't take it.
Uh-uh. Okay. I'm scared. I'm going to sleep with the lights on and a wash rag and some soap.
I can't take it, girl. I can't do it.
No.
Ain't had a crab cake yet. Crab cake poofy. Mm-mm. And that lace front.
I'm talking about these crab cakes. I want some too. Stop it.
I don't want no more crab cakes. No.
I have one more question before we go because I've been talking about this all week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I've seen it, you know, picture of this man. Because I'm asking different people, you know, but I seen a picture of this man on Facebook. Not everybody. All nose and shit, I always got to post the good shit. Every time they see something, a little picture, something crazy, they got to share it. So they the first one to share it. You know what I'm saying? But you know the federal government shared it first.
be real. This man getting his face ate off because the other man ate bath salt and shot the man, and then you got a case in Baltimore, Maryland, where the man cut up his roommate. And how do y'all feel about this zombie thing? What the fuck? Oh my God, I gotta go there and laugh about this. But need y'all press that one right now because this is the topic that's gonna end the show. What do you ladies feel about this damn zombie shit? This bath salt. What's y'all views on that?
My view on that personally, I just want to know how in God's name can you get high off bath salt? And I've seen that too on the news and, you know, reading it online and in newspapers. And I'm trying to understand, what's the point of getting high off bath salt? What does it do?
Y'all said bath salt. Oh.
Yeah, it's not a, it's, Teddy, I'm going to cluck you in your head, sir. It's not the actual bath salt, son, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, cistamarin is not the stuff that you put in your bathtub, no.
Mm-hmm.
There's another form of LSD. It's actually a drug it's a new drug. I think you snort it or shoot it they're probably doing all kinds of, probably putting the booty and all that. You know how they do. Okay. I don't knock no matter whatever it is, but you know what I'm saying? But it makes you turn into a cannibal. Like, you know, cannibals are people that eat other people. They feed off other people.
Mm-mm.
I see and what you're talking about. The dude in Miami just went the hell off and just started eating a dude. He was naked and he started eating a man's face, and the police had told him, "You stop. You know, stop what you're doing," and he just looked at him and growled like a wolf, and they had to shoot and kill him. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Where did we see this at? I'm about to look that up.
Yeah, it was in Miami.
They called him the Miami Zombie.
Yeah, he was in Miami, and he was naked, and he just was on some stuff and started just eating the man's face. And they had to shoot and kill the man, and the man was black. What got me, the man was black.
I don't understand. This is my point of view about that stuff right there, brother, and Miss 919. I don't understand. This stuff must be some good stuff because I don't understand how a drug just make you just get buck-ass naked, run outside, and just jump up in my face, take all his clothes off. Okay, take all this man's clothes off and just start eating his face. I don't understand. Like, there's got to be something else to that. Like, that man really had to provoke him. You know what I'm saying?
No, the man was asleep. The man was asleep. He was sunbathing. He was asleep. And I'm like, okay, it was something wrong with dude on top of him being on that stuff. It was something chemically wrong in his mind to make him just go, oh, I'm going to just take me a bite out of this man because he looked good like a hamburger that's coming off a grill.
But you know what? I always wonder what people taste like. You know, because chicken is delicious.
I'd rather eat some cookies than to eat somebody's face. No. Cookies.
I mean, I always want to know what the woman's booty tastes like. It's so plump.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it bounces everything. I always just wonder what the booty hole tastes like. Cause
you better lick
so
it.
Good.
Start eating some ass. You'll find out.
What'd you say?
Start eating some ass. You'll find out.
Look, I have. That's another topic for another show.
Right?
You know, we don't really got too much time to talk about that. But ass eating is wonderful. But I have never felt it to taste like a piece of chicken. You know what I'm saying? I never had like, come here, baby. Let me all. And it tastes like boiled chicken, you know, fried chicken or whatever. No, I ain't never experienced that. But if it did,
That's too much, man. Too much.
Now, woman, let me go up to the. Let me go ahead and close the show because we run into that 1 o'clock.
Yeah. By the way, my name is Champagne. I just thought I should let you know, other than that 919 stuff.
Patient. No, you ain't. Let's be honest, girl.
It is.
Let's be honest.
Yes, go follow me.
Yeah, she on Twitter, y'all. Y'all follow her, but she's funny as hell. I be tripping off her tweets every day.
I gotta go do that. Find me on Facebook and leave me your Twitter name. I got to go follow you.
Underscore says capital B honest.
All right, let's be honest. We enjoy talking to you at 720. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go.
All right. Y'all have a great night, morning, whatever.
All right. Then you'll be back here Monday, okay? Pretty P be on here, all right?
Ooh.
Be back here Monday.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Ooh.
All right, Pretty P.
Oh, God.
Pretty P be on here Monday. Pretty P be on here Monday. Tuesday, King Kales will be on here. And Wednesday, it be the cast of Between Women, the web series Between Women. So there's definitely a show you ladies do want to check out. Thursday.
What?
Yeah, Between Women.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Check your mouth. Oh, man.
Hey, KC, you know, KC's going to, we gonna make sure she's on radio. Everybody going to get on here. So y'all definitely email me, KC, at SHE.ZONEE@gmail.com. Let me know who you want to hear on season on radio. Cause we definitely going to get them on here for you. You want Trina? We're going to get her. You want Tanner Roman? We're going to get her. You want a big booty chick on here? We're going to get her. All right? So, definitely email me. Any topics you want to talk about, email me. And pitch ideas, whatever, games, whatever y'all want to do, email me. Me and Teddy, we here for y'all, so...
Oh,
y'all definitely do that. Twitter me at 5HEZONE. It says she's on. Somebody took the S. I should stab them hard. No, I'm doing. But it's 5HEZONE. On Facebook, /JUSZKC. Check out our website. We do have a lesbian website where you can meet, greet, talk to all the lesbians you want to talk to, baby. You ain't got one but no man coming on there because I delete some, all right? The website is www.shezone.org. You can visit our She's On Radio major site at www.szradio.biz. You can donate to us. I'm definitely use donation. You don't have to donate. We're not making it like it's an obligation when you have to donate, but donations do help. It does help us bring events in your city. It helps us get more airtime. It helps keep us on the air, keep the website up, and definitely helps us bring the funk to you. So, Teddy, you want to tell everybody how you can get in contact with you, man?
Y'all can get in contact with me via email, angelm23704@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/bishop1983. Or you can find me on Twitter, @TeddyHarris3. Not 3 spelled out, but the number 3. I look forward to hearing from everybody.
Everybody, look. If you live in the United States, I don't care where you live at, all right? Look, She's On. It's throwing the biggest epic event of the summer, August the 3rd through the 5th, Richmond, Virginia. We will have the best of the best entertainers in the world that are lesbians. All right, I'm going to go ahead and run the list down to you right quick. Let me go ahead and get my paper down right quick because I got to let y'all know about this, right? Before I tell you the list, y'all can go to www.shepride.tk. Easy. You get your tickets. All right? But look, here goes the lineup. Have you ever wanted to be in a building, same building as King Kales, right? Pretty Pete, right? What about X-Ray that was on tonight? Or Sis Bob? Or, Caution, Miss Beauty, KO, JD Polo, Dookie,
Flavor, you know, Chad the Great, yo, Onyx, Diva Juicy, Poison, Lord, it's a lot of women that's going to be down here for She Rock 2012, and I don't want y'all to miss it, so definitely, yeah, y'all need to be in the building, www.sheeprod.tk. Y'all definitely hit that up. I love y'all so much. Tune in. We are off the air for the weekends all the time. On the weekends, no Saturday or Sunday. But save this number on your phone, okay? The number that you call today, say that number. And tune back in on Monday. We definitely going to have Pretty P in the building. So, yeah, mm-hmm. She would like to talk to you ladies. It's been made clear that she wants to know you. All right? So, love y'all. And y'all definitely have a good night. And, yeah. Talk to you later.